Now, WRTI critic at large, Leslie Valdez.
The Russian workshop that summers at Academy of Vocal Arts took on a big challenge this month with Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades. Adding to the challenges of the treacherous opera, the heat was stifling in AVA's Shoebox Theater Wednesday night. Just as well that the 13 emerging artists from all over the map weren't in costume. So tight were they stuffed on stage for the concert performance, with music director Gennady Meyerson at the keyboard. And Meyerson sure needed a better piano for the ravages of this tale. Queen of Spades, based on Pushkin, is another love story that doesn't end well. Herman, who gambles, also not well, has his heart set on Liza, who's engaged to somebody else. If he can win the secrets of the cards from Liza's grandmother, the Countess, Herman thinks he'll win the girl. Fate, of course, throws its hand, but not before lots of girl and guy friends put in their money's worth. The cast of young singers in the Russian workshop production at AVA were nicely matched. At the performance I heard, July 25th, Herman was sung by tenor Stephen Williamson of Westminster Choir College, who gave the role an increasingly obsessive ardor. Liza was Natalie Avila from Miami, a Peabody grad, whose power and range is immense. Michael J. Davis was an excellent Tomsky. Maud Paradis took the Countess, or the Queen of Spades, at this one, but all the women's roles were notable, especially the governess of mezzo, Rahan Bryce Davis of Manhattan, who sang the title Other Nights. Look for these young artists everywhere. Leslie Valdez, WRTI.